Meteorologists at the National Weather Service are predicting severe weather for Liberty and surrounding areas starting this afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Tim Cady told KSHN.com what we should expect.
We are looking at the potential for severe weather, specifically tomorrow night, along a cold front that's going to be advancing west to east across the state overnight. That front looks like it's going to enter the western part of our forecast area out closer to College Station, probably around 8 to 10 p.m., and then progress through the eastern portion of our forecast area out closer to the Louisiana border by 3 to 4 a.m. So with that, we're expecting all the potential threats we normally see with severe weather around here, strong damaging winds, possible for isolated tornadoes, and potential for hail. Behind the front, we are looking at cool down in temperature. Lows on Saturday night actually look like they're going to approach the 30s. And with that, we're going to see some stronger winds behind the front as well.
Mr. Cady said the front will push through our area fast, and the weather professionals do not expect this front to produce flash flooding. A reminder about the difference between a watch and a warning. The National Weather Service says a watch is referred to when the risk of a hazardous weather or rain event has increased significantly, but its occurrence, location, and or timing is still uncertain. It's intended to provide enough lead time so that those who need to set their plans in motion can do so. When a warning is issued by the National Weather Service, hazardous weather or rain event is either occurring, is imminent, or has a very high probability of occurring. A warning is typically used for conditions posing a threat to life or property. Stay with KSHN.com for up-to-date weather information. Tim Cady also said it is important to have more than one way to receive a National Weather Service forecast. Cable and satellite TV reception can weaken or fail altogether during bad weather. The internet very often fails during power outages and internet connections caused by bad weather and are equally unreliable. Battery-powered AM/FM radios are among the very best, as are weather radio receivers, and for both, make sure you have backup batteries.